huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. It's official, contracts have been signed. I am fighting Samuel Leeds on July the 1st for $100,000. In this video is the latest press conference for the fight being billed as the clash of the property titans. There's more negotiation and bullshit from Samuel Leeds. We went to see the venue and the undercard fighters sparred and got matched up. In this video, you'll see the full press conference and our reactions to it. I'm Rob Moore, host of Disruptors, and obviously I'm fighting Samuel Leeds. And this is Harry Kumar, who's head producer, head of the brand, and he's fighting on the card too, because I made him.
Okay, so we're here today at the Brentwood Centre, where in 4 or 5 weeks' time, Rob Moore and Samuel Leeds will meet again for the final time, where they will clash in a very special charity boxing match that has been building up for months now, since January, February time, I think we started building this fight. Ticket sales absolutely flying out the door. I think you're sold out, Samuel?
Yeah.
You're pretty much...
Yeah, we're pretty much there.
It's a little bit behind us, but...
Well, we haven't given any away.
We gave them all away
with your masterminders.
No. People paid for a mastermind and we included that. No different from when you sold the tickets.
They paid for a course and you threw the ticket in for free. So you had to throw the tickets in for free so they come and see you.
What's the difference between that?
People pay for to come and see me.
And giving a ticket and throwing in a course in
You'll get low show up rate. They're paying for the mastermind, not the fight.
But anyway,
we sold
out a while ago.
He gave out a while ago.
Regardless whether they're given away or sold.
So they should be sold.
1,700 people will be in the room
cheering
for one or other.
One. So let's just put the record straight on this. I know this to be true. Samuel Leeds has given away tickets to the fight with his mastermind purchases, of which he's likely to have maybe hundreds. So clearly hasn't been able to sell his allocation to the fight. Since we did this, we have less than 50 tickets left. I'll be selling about 850 to 900. Every single one bought, sold, paid for to come and see me fight. So when he says sold out, he actually meant gave out.
Why do you think he's bragging about that then?
Well, he wants to just try and one-upmanship, doesn't he? So you know, he thinks it's a win that he's done his 800 tickets when in fact he's given away 200 or 300 of them. It's just brinkmanship.
Does that annoy you?
Well, I want a full venue. So it doesn't annoy me that he's trying to one-up me. But if we have 100 empty seats because he couldn't sell the tickets, that will annoy me because I want a full venue because I could easily sell them. Because when we started this, I said it should be a race. Whoever sells however many tickets wins. They explicitly wanted the tickets to be halved. So they could sell their half and I could sell my half. I sold out all my tables in days. I asked for more tables from them. They didn't really want to give any. They gave me a few. Sold the rest of them out. Could have sold even more out. And with the way it's going now, I could probably sell another 200 or 300 tickets over my allotted amount. But it's not the way he wants to do it.
Okay. So today we also just come from an incredible sparring session from both of your teams, actually, that are looking to fight on the undercard. I must say, whether they've been training with you or not, very high standard for a white collar boxing fight. And some of the guys are in the background here. Should be very proud of what they're going to put on as well.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
I haven't seen either one of you two fight, so I can't actually call yours. I could probably call some of theirs.
He's still got a bit of weight to lose, would you say, Harry?
possibly. Did he tell you how much he weighed?
102.
And he was what?
Well, he said 118. But he always adds a bit of VAT onto his statements, doesn't he? So maybe he was a bit less than that.
Why didn't you give him a catch weight?
Well, why don't we wait and see about that later in this video, Harry?
How you been training?
I've been training hard, yeah. I've been training every day. Fitness is up. I've lost a lot of weight. I was like 100.
Looking very lean.
About 108 kilos when we last met. Now I'm down to like 102. Want to be in the 90s for the fight. And feeling very confident.
I have seen some of your photos. I haven't seen no photos from yourself,
no.
Rob.
But... No, I don't need to show anything. Don't need to use Photoshop. Just, this is just me.
How's your training going?
Yeah, good. Really good. Yeah. Fast.
Predictions changed for the fight since you've trained? Obviously, both of you are inexperienced, so yeah, you've obviously, your experience is building as we go and probably will still improve over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Mm. So how are we seeing the fight going now?
Yeah, my predictions changed. He's going to win. As if the predictions changed.
Well, I'm seeing it as a knockout, and I think it will be probably round one. I think it's...
He's just giving his game plan away. How many rounds do you honestly think he'll go before he gasses? Honestly.
Yeah, it's going to start in the second. If that.
So you think he's going to gas probably in the first round, if not the second?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Well, I mean, he's going for a knockout in the first round. So that tells me he can't go any further than the first round in his own head. Because if you knew you could go the rounds, why would you take the risk of going for the knockout? Because you go for the knockout, you leave yourself open. Getting a knockout with 12-ounce gloves, not the easiest thing in the world to do when you've not ever boxed before. There's all these assumptions that, yeah, you just knock people out. I don't know if he's got boxing punching power. I mean, he might have pub brawl power, but it's absolutely obvious. He doesn't think he can go beyond round one. I'd do 5 rounds with him. I'd do 10 rounds with him. Watch this space.
Going to be a very...
Well, you're not going to get past round one, so it's going to have to be your plan. You're not going to have the gas in the tank to get past round one.
I'm very relaxed here, aren't I? You're very chill, yeah.
Very chilled out.
What was your mindset coming into this then?
I'm sick of all the talking. I just want to have the fight, knock him out, train fucking hard, do the business. Like, this has been what? Have we been training 21, 22 weeks?
Long time.
Every time you turn around, Samuel Leeds is doing some bullshit Facebook story, Instagram story, some noise and nonsense. And some people would say, you know, he's really good at promoting the fight. We don't need to promote the fight. The fight's pretty much sold out. The fight is the fight. I'm at the stage now where less talk, more fighting. Bring it on.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very
and those big knockout shots he's going to try and throw, going to tire him out. He's got to reach me to land one. Got your back brace on.
I'm assuming
it's one-sided. That you've got like some bondage shit going on there, but it's one-sided.
I've got some bondage shit going on.
Yeah.
It does. I know it looks like that, yeah.
So... Someone said to me, how can someone criticise your fashion who looks like Pablo Escobar's pool cleaner? And I thought that was pretty good.
What do you think his game was about doing all that then? Did that annoy you?
No, it didn't annoy me. It's quite funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm very confident it's going to be a knockout. I mean, I'm a lot bigger, a lot stronger. I've been training really hard and...
I don't know what he thinks about bigger being stronger, but just because you have fat doesn't make you strong. Muscle, technique, not fat makes you strong.
I think it's going to be quite an easy knockout. And the fact that he's lost weight is going to make it even easier for me. I was confident when he was like 83 kilos, now he's like 79 kilograms. Yeah, I think it's going to be an easy fight.
I mean, compared to a lot of fights, actually, you two are kind of walking into a little bit of a lion's den in terms of, with most fighting, you will see some form of footage of someone fighting previously.
Yeah.
Neither of you have fought before.
I've seen his white collar. Seen that.
A very long time ago, admittedly.
Yeah, you saw a bit of footage of me 5 years ago, doing a bit of boxing.
But in terms of...
I'm a lot better than that now. I've trained hard for this fight. That was kind of just, I was a bit bored. On paternity leave, overweight, not fit. I'm a lot fitter now, and
a lot more on the line as well.
Yeah, a lot more on the line. Yeah.
100 grand.
Yeah, a lot of money going to charity. Yeah.
Are you going to donate it to charity now? Are you?
100%.
Yeah. Well, it was 50% last time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because 50% was going to be billboards.
Yeah. I mean, tongue in cheek joke. I'm putting everything. In fact, just interestingly, because I keep hearing Rob saying 130 grand's going to charity, which is really strange because I put 100 grand in the pot with my solicitors.
And he hasn't yet. So he's about to up the ante twice here. But I've not seen any money. There is no money yet from him with any lawyers or in escrow. Why? So there's a lot of talk. You tell me it's 4 weeks away from the fight. Slippery.
You haven't yet.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm putting 100 grand
into
the pot.
So the purse is 200 grand, 100 grand in each.
Yeah.
Into escrow.
And when I win and get that full 200 grand, the whole of it's going to charity. I'm going to be given the 100 grand that I put in and the 100 grand that you put in. 100% of it's going to charity.
Terrible.
Are you doing the same or are you clawing back half for yourself?
So this is the first time he's mentioned this. So first off, it was going to be half the money to charity. And then when he saw me doing all of the money, i.e. the winnings, then he's, oh yeah, yeah, I'm doing the winnings. And now he's saying he's going to put his purse in as well, which is a nice idea if he's got the money. Because apparently he buys houses for a pound and people go on his course for a pound. He's a cheap guy. Has he really got 200 grand?
Are you clawing back half of yourself?
No. No, there'll be no clawing back.
So you're I'm putting 100 grand to a pot and you are. The winner takes all. The winner takes 200 grand.
Well, I have a charity. I have a foundation.
Yeah,
I give hundreds of thousands every year away. Yeah. So yeah, all the money in the purse.
So the 200 grand.
All the money in the purse will go to charity.
200 grand.
Yeah.
So well, the full...
plus the proceeds of the event.
So you're putting the 200 grand in and the proceeds.
Plus the proceeds of the event.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you say 130 grand is going to charity, then actually it's going to be more like 230.
Could even be more.
All right, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Could even be more.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, yeah.
That's like a lot because you said in a recent video that if you added it all up, it might even be a million that you've given away to charity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That'd be like a quarter of everything you've ever given to charity again.
Might be.
If you win, which obviously
might be.
You won't.
He's good at maths. Where do you think he's going with this?
I was
going
to say the same thing. And why do you think he's playing a game? And this whole thing, he's been really set on the money.
Yeah, I don't
think it's a big deal to you, really.
No. Give money to charity all the time. Mm. Happily give my stake to charity. I feel like he's kind of trying to force my hand down some road.
Did he make you feel uncomfortable?
I mean, it's always uncomfortable being in the same room as him. When he walks into a room, how does it make you feel?
No comment, yeah.
Comfortable? More comfortable or less comfortable?
Oh, man. Trying to rope me in.
No, no, no. Yeah, being around him does make me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You have to tighten your belt up a bit. Check your back pockets, mm-hmm. You know.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that the full 200 grand is going to charity.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to pull back half of the money for a car or something based on some of your posts.
Yeah, well, that's just my little reward for being you.
All right.
Yeah, that's already done.
So all the money goes
to charity. Just to be clear, that's my pocket money that's buying that car, not
cool. The
charity
so
money, like you accused me of.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. I'm glad you've said. So yeah. All of the money.
He said this like 12 times.
So 200 grand is going to be in the book.
I think a lot of this is him setting himself up for when he loses, that he's got excuses and back out clauses. Like initially, he didn't like that Darren was going to be choosing the referees and wanted some lawyers involved in choosing the referees. I think it's just so that when he loses, he's got an excuse.
It's going to charity, it's in the purse. So 200 grand is going to be in the purse and the full amount I'll be giving to charity. If I win, if you win, the full amount.
Well, mine will go to my foundation.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you know what charity you'll choose?
It will go to my foundation.
Well, either one of you win, charity is certainly going to win and benefit the
minimum
most.
200
so,
grand.
Very admirable from both of you. I know you're both wealthy men, but... plenty of wealthy men in the world don't give to charity, so that's congratulations.
So how confident are you feeling then?
You won't let it go, will he?
No. I mean, all this giving all these tickets away, we're supposed to be raising money for charity. When you give the tickets away, you can't raise money for charity. So he's just cheap. You know, buy houses for a pound, come to my event for a pound, his clothes are about a pound. Maybe I'll buy his company for a pound when I win this fight. I've already won the fight. It's already done. Yeah, I already won the minute this was announced. Yeah.
I saw on a video you said that if you put a percentage on it, you'd say 99.9 reoccurring that you got this in the bag.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's how confident I am.
All right.
Yeah.
What makes you so confident, Rob?
Faster, more accurate, more technical. Yeah. I wonder if he'll even land a punch. Yeah, I wonder.
Why are you so confident, Simon?
I'm confident because I'm just bigger and stronger and I'm a good fighter and I've been training really hard. I've been training.
You mean from the primary school fights you've had near the ice cream van in Birmingham? Those kind of fights?
I'm just very confident. And looking at you, with respect, I can tell that you're not going to be very good.
You can't. Well, that overconfidence is going to come back to haunt him, believe you me. I don't need to bully anyone. I don't need lawyers. This is my lawyer.
You don't need lawyers? You were the one that was like saying, we need lawyers to get
you
the contract
lawyer up
on
everyone. No, I'll just sue that person and sue that person. Careful. Sue that person. This is my lawyer.
All right, interesting.
So he's a good fighter. So he had that little charity for the record. It was always Samuel who wanted to bring the lawyers in for this, to have the contract. He wanted the lawyers involved in the judges. And everybody in the property world knows if you say anything about Samuel Leeds, you get lawyers and sue. I think he said it, he sat here, didn't he? I'll just sue everyone. I'll just sue everyone!
Yeah.
So, talking of lawyers, full draft contracts have been received by all parties.
Yeah.
All signed, all received, everything back.
I've signed my contract. He's not signed his yet.
Well,
I've signed mine.
It came back, what?
Thursday.
Two, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
It's done.
All is agreeable.
It's done. Say what you want about him. I don't think he'll pull out. He knows I won't pull out. This is happening. Yeah. The contracts are signed.
Yeah. Official.
He signed his side. We've signed our side. It's all signed.
No retreat, no surrender.
No retreat, no surrender, no pulling out. Well. Unless he bottles it.
I'm very confident neither will pull out.
Yeah.
So, terms are, you've done the terms for the money.
Yeah.
Obviously, you both stated what you're going to do with the money, which is great.
He's put his maximum amount in, 100 grand.
Doesn't let it go, does it?
No, he doesn't. Is it 7 cars I have now? You probably know better than me how many cars I have. About to buy an Aston Martin DBS. You know many of them my own cash, because we talk about this a lot, and... He talks about 100 grand being a lot of money to me. I think he's got daddy issues.
Oh.
Because wow. I think he wants me to be his daddy. he is hell-bent on catching me up. He even called me a frenemy. So he wants to be my friend. He wants me to be his daddy. He knows I've got a bigger training company. I've been doing it a lot longer. We have more people through our doors. Turnover and make a lot more money. We've got a lot more property. You know, the guy's done pretty good for age 31, but he just wants to be me.
Yeah.
Scrape to the barrel. I mean, I would happily go more. If you're that confident, I mean,
Let's get our willy out and put it on the table.
No. It's going to charity anyway, and you're so confident you're going to win. So why don't we make it 200 grand? Why don't we double it?
I'm fine where I am.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Do you think I should have upped the bet here?
I think there's enough on the line.
Yeah.
Like you said before, 100 grand, it's enough, but it's also enough to hurt.
Yeah, so it's not a lot of money to me, but it's a lot of money to lose in a bet. I don't normally bet. This is definitely the biggest bet I've made. But the thing with Samuel is he's always take, take, take. I want this, I want that, I want no head guards, I want a smaller ring, I want smaller gloves. It's always take, take, take. So, I might be open to upping the bet on a couple of conditions. Shall we play this out and then?
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So you're not that confident then, really?
I'm very confident.
You're either not that confident or you just haven't got the money?
I wonder if he's bluffing me. I think he's not very confident and he's trying to put bravado of confidence out there. I think he's trying to bully me into fighting inside myself or even pulling out.
So when he says you haven't got enough money, how does that make you feel? Does that...
I couldn't give a fuck.
Insult you?
No. I mean, he's trying to. Mm. But he knows I've got enough money. He knows it. He wants me to be his daddy. That's what he wants. Look, he's even trying to dress like me. I'm very confident, and I got the money.
But it's going to charity, and you're confident you're going to win. Yeah. And you don't want me to give an extra 100 grand to charity.
That's not going to happen, because you're not going to win.
If you're definitely going to win, and you're good for it, why would you not put a bit more money in?
I'm happy. I'm good.
Okay, yeah, all right. I mean, listen, good. It's fine. It's your money.
Yeah, it's my victory.
Yeah, it's your money. I mean, I'd happily put in an extra 100 grand.
Yeah. Well, let's see how happily he'd put an extra 100 grand in then. So, bearing in mind this whole contract negotiation, it's take, take, take. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want lawyers, I want judges, I want no haircut, I want. What about this then? Come fight at my weight, Samuel. Fight at my weight, or I'll be generous. He's probably not going to get down to my weight, but let's get him down to nearer my weight, because I'm giving away at the moment nearly 25 kilos to this guy. I'm taking a big risk, much bigger than him. So come down nearer my weight. We'll look it up in the bet.
You want to say you're serious about that?
Well, I just said it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me say anything that I'm not serious about live on camera?
No.
And also, let's have more rounds. Mm. Because I want to entertain the crowd that come. And when people travel all over the country to see me or Samuel and support either of us, do they want 3 2-minute rounds, or do they want a bit more for their money? So I initially said I'll happily fight 5 3-minute rounds. Need to get an extra defibrillator for that. So let's fight 5 3-minute rounds. And I'll up the bet. I'll put more money on the table. 5 3-minute rounds. Let's go. What do you think?
I think the lawyers have already done their drafts. I think going again.
So he says the contracts will be easy to change, even though it's taking him months to get this far and he's only just signed it. I think it's just kidology. Do you really think he wants to up the bet?
No, he's just playing a game, isn't he?
Gamesmanship. Can't even wear the belts properly. I mean.
Okay, so what is agreed at the moment is 100 grand each.
Correct. And then all of the money, as he's just said.
There he goes again.
He's going to charity, which is really cool.
12-ounce gloves, which we've both decided on.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are ordered. I actually pick them up next week. Nice. They're a beautiful set of gloves, so good choice from both of you.
Yeah.
No head guards.
Yep.
No vest.
Yep.
Yeah.
18-foot ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 2-minute rounds.
Yep.
You seem really chilled.
That's all he was going to do. Yeah, I was very relaxed. Like I said, I'm over the talk now. I'm just doing this because I have to. And sign the contracts. And he obviously had all these little things planned, like wearing his belts and trying to up the bet. I had nothing planned, as you can see. I'm just there like, let's just stop talking. Let's just bomb.
And then
that's all he was going to do. Fight. Says it all. Says it all. It's not, you're not going past round one. Gas out. Yeah, going to be bent over, holding over the corner, collapsing over the ropes after round one.
Mate, I don't know.
Even your brace won't hold you up, mate.
Yeah, I don't know what you're basing that on. But I agree. I probably won't get past round one because I won't need to, because the ref will have stopped it. You'll be on the floor all bloody. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a knockout.
That's big talk.
Okay, so one thing we do need to decide.
Well, he couldn't win the fight any other way. What else can he say? I'm going to outbox you for 3 rounds. I'm going to out-fitness you. I'm going to out-pressure you. I'm going to out-skill you. He's not going to be able to do any of those things. So what else can he say other than a knockout? But has he ever knocked anyone out? Does he know how to throw a knockout punch? Will he actually punch me?
Does any of that even intimidate you?
No. What else would he say? Is he honestly going to say, oh, well, I've got an outside chance of maybe knocking you out if I'm lucky? No. Is he going to say, actually, I'm really unfit? No, but look, he says he's lost weight, but there's, you know, still a bit of baggage there.
Okay, so one thing we do need to decide is who ring walks first and who ring walks second.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to do a coin toss for it. Either of you mind which one calls, which one doesn't?
No, I don't mind.
Do you want to call your lawyer and ask?
I don't mind. Heads.
So you do mind?
Well, what is it?
Let him call his lawyer.
Okay, we're going heads. You happy with heads?
Yeah,
he can take heads.
Okay, If you get heads, you get tails, you choose if you win, walk first or second, and we'll be the same for all of your team that fight, okay?
All right.
We are heads.
Heads. So, that means I get to choose. I'm saying, Sully, what are you saying? Shall I walk out first or second? I'm saying second.
Okay.
Are you bothered that we're all walking out first?
No, I'm not bothered.
I don't give a fuck. Make no difference. When you wink at me like that, it's going to be black.
Even if like you got 10 free shots on me and I wasn't allowed to move and you punched me 10 times, I don't
think... Like, is this how you punch?
Yeah. I don't think my face will be bruised.
Alright. Do you think if I got 10 free punches at his face, it'd be bruised?
Yeah, I know that answer for sure.
That might be a good strategy, actually. Just let him do what he wants for 30 seconds, put my hands down, and then bang him out. I mean,
that's a pro there talking, isn't it?
You're just very unthreatening. If it was a pro fight, you wouldn't even be fighting me. I'm bigger, I'm too strong, I think you're going to be sorry you agreed to the fight. I feel a little bit sorry for you because you don't seem like a terrible person. I feel a bit bad for you. It's just going to be sad, man. My training company's bigger, I'm way richer, you're refusing to put the bet up anymore because you've not got it probably. You're going to get owned. Your wife's going to be there watching. It's just sad, man. It's such a shame for you, bro.
Not fazed.
After the fight. I'm not bothered. Not
will there be respect between you soon?
After the fight. Will there be respect between you soon?
I wish, if he can get through the full three rounds without...
If he can get through the first round.
Yeah, no, there'll be respect if he gets through the full three rounds, yeah, because I don't think he will. I don't think he'll get past one round. But if he just gets knocked out in one round, then it's just like delusional, as I thought. Yeah.
Well, generally, boxing is a very respectful sport. It's not just a violent sport, it's a thinking man sport. And generally, at the end, it's normally kisses and cuddles, and you normally have great respect for each other.
Well, he's very cuddly chap. So. I'm very restrained in this, aren't I?
Yeah.
Very restrained. Mm.
Yeah.
Considering last time, he pushed me from behind.
So hopefully, when this is all said and done, regardless of whether you're friends or not, there will be some level of respect.
If you get through three rounds, yeah.
Which you can't.
Based on?
Oh, well, just look at you. It's just obvious when you look at you.
Okay.
But you could just tell looking at you.
Anything to say to each other?
No, good luck. I hope you're training really, really hard. I hope you're getting some power training, some explosive training, because I do worry for you. I mean, he's had to even put in the contract, it says if you end up going to hospital and, you know, like there's no liability on me. I had to make that really clear because I do worry for him.
That's more nonsense. It's equal non-liability. Nothing left to say.
Nothing left to say.
This is my lawyer.
All right, man.
Sue this motherfucker.
Well, the next time you will see each other will be fight week. And then after that, the next time you'll see each other, standing across each other.
Like that, standing over him.
In the ring.
Yeah.
Do we get handshakes?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Gentlemen, all the best for the fight. It's been a pleasure working with you both. And I look forward to the 1st of July here at the Brentwood Centre.
Can't come fast enough, man. And I'm looking forward to not only knocking you out, but watching my whole team knock your team out. That'll be fun too.
Never.
Especially this one right here.
Never.
Back up fire then.
Yeah, how is that?
Gentlemen, it's great to see
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate
great
it.
Great to see Thanks, you. See you soon.
All right.
And that was it.
And that's it.
So he keeps reiterating his training company is bigger than you. There's all these other things he's doing. All this, is it just mind games then?
He's just a big empty vessel. Vacuous. Like a black hole. Yeah. We've been doing this 17 years. He's been doing it a lot less. When I told him what our sales figures were on that chair, it's like, whoa, bro, we ain't as big as that. He knows it. So he just wants me to be his daddy and his frenemy. That's what he wants.
How's the fight going to go?
He's going to come at me hard, probably, early. He's already given away his game plan. I won't be giving away mine, but it's not hard to work out what it will be. It's going to come at me hard in the first round. I don't think he'll be as quick as me. I don't think he'll be able to land these big bombs that he speaks of. He won't knock me out. He may not even hit me. And then as the round progresses, he'll tire. And then as the fight progresses, he'll tire, and then I'll be able to show my skills and my speed and my accuracy. I'll stop him. He'll go down. It won't go the full three rounds. I'll either knock him out or the ref will have to stop the fight. Probably, I would have thought, end of the second to the middle of the third. It won't go the full distance. Samuel, I know you want me to be your daddy. I don't want to be your daddy because I am the daddy. You need to watch yourself because come July the 1st, you are going to a very dark place. Depending on when you're watching this, we may be sold out. If you want to check for any tickets, standard only left. It's more V Leeds, MOOREVLEEDS.com. See you there, July the 1st.